Marco Werman. This is The World. The United States is considering various options to intervene militarily in Syria, so said the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, today on Capitol Hill. But Dempsey refused to detail what options exactly President Obama is mulling. The pressure for the U.S. to intervene is growing amid reports that the conflict has turned in recent weeks in favor of President Bashar al-Assad and his supporters. A Syrian activist who uses the pseudonym Amr al-Sadek has been working to topple Assad since the uprising began more than 2 years ago. He lives in northeast Damascus. Amr claims that a number of Syrians who work for the Assad government are in fact aiding the rebel movement.
I have relatives and friends who still work in the government, and also some of them are also still inside the regime army. Most of those are with the opposition, even though they're still working inside the government. And in fact, they're being able to help so much compared to anybody else being still inside. Actually, they're putting a lot in stake and subjecting themselves to a lot of risk, only trying to help from inside and hiding their actual bias toward the interest of the Syrian people rather than the interest of the regime.
As you say, that's got to be a lot of risk. I mean, in a country like Syria where everybody seems to know everybody else, I mean, how do those people get away with that? How does that work?
Some were arrested. Most of the people who survived were because they followed the strict rule of telling nobody, and very limited people know about them. The people I know about, only me and very limited other people know that they're actually with the opposition or Syrian people while they're still working with the government.
So what kind of things do these people in Assad's government that are helping the opposition, what are they doing specifically to help them out?
Well, I can talk about a civilian working inside the regime departments. He can leak a lot of information about the amount of aid that the government receives through humanitarian organizations that should be forwarded to refugees in certain areas. In fact, they are forwarded to the actual militias that are sponsored by the regime. Certain militias go and sign their names, and they receive food boxes every month, while they are the exact ones who carry AK-47s and attack certain areas every time when they're ordered by the regime. Information like that will not leak out except through people who are still inside the regime. Now, another more important example is that people who are inside some security apparatus, and they can still help a lot of civilians when they are arrested. I know a specific example when a certain activist was supposed to be sentenced to death, like everybody else who was arrested with him, but somebody could help him escape that and get a less sentence. Examples like that, we see them happening every day by the people who are still inside. And like I said, there are very few, and they're in a very risky position. Like, they can be targeted with their lives and their families from both sides.
I mean, Bashar al-Assad's people must be working hard to identify the source of those leaks.
Well, definitely. And that's why a lot of the leaks that I was participating in spreading out had to be carefully plotted and carefully planned for in order for them not to shoot back on the person who leaked them.
Amr, you let us use your name. You just said that you are helping out with those leaks. Are you not scared? Are you not worried?
Well, I am scared. Talking to you also and talking to any media makes me on the regime list. Amr al-Sadek is a pseudonym. Part of it is my real name. The other part is actually a pseudonym. And that's the name I've been using since the beginning of the regime. Actually, the regime has listed this particular name on checkpoints without them knowing whether it's a pseudonym or not, which is very sad because they target people on the slightest suspicion.
Amr, the divisions within the Syrian opposition from where we sit are becoming increasingly apparent with rebel leaders killing rivals within their ranks. How does that make you feel as an activist with a clear goal?
I can relate exactly to this because I have personally been subject to that. One activist reported my actual name. Now, luckily, it did not reach the main list yet, but it's sad when you see that we as the opposition, out of desperation and out of frustration of the extended inability for us to achieve our goal of toppling the regime and having Syria as a democracy, are trying to get ourselves busy with finding each other's defects. I seriously condemn everybody doing that. I still believe in the legitimacy of the true soldiers, the true people who are not committing crimes from the Free Syrian Army, and I believe they should be empowered. I feel sad to see it extending every day and having a lot more arms pouring into Syria. But I hope that one day after this whole thing is over, Syria will go back as a civilized country.
Amr al-Sadek, not his real name, is an opposition activist who lives in Damascus. Thanks very much for your time again, Amr. Great to speak with you.
Thank you, Marco.